Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Why did we get into the financial mess which we are in today? I've been talking about our financial disastrous economic situation for quite some time now. Even last week I did a program on a global depression perhaps coming, but now I'd like to just update you first of all as to what happened since my last program. And then I want to address a question. Why? Because I haven't seen the answer to that question addressed, let alone given, in any of the mass media. Now here on September 14, AFP wrote that the United States is mired in a once-in-a-century financial crisis. Former Federal Reserve Chief Alan Greenspan said, adding that the crisis still had a long way to go. Now this was a day which went into the history books as Black Sunday. Last Sunday, when everything seemed to break loose. Here is an article by Die Welt, a German paper, from September 17, addressing the AIG bailout, saying that for the second time this month, the US government intervened to bail out a private financial company. The Federal Reserve said Tuesday it would provide, notices, up to $85 billion. In an emergency two-year loan to rescue AIG. The Welt goes on to say the move was similar to the government's seizure on September 7 of mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, where the Treasury Department said it was prepared to put up as much as $100 billion over time in each of the two companies. And then the question was raised and asked, both moves were bound to raise questions about the use of taxpayer money to bail out private firms. I found a very interesting, eye-opening, and thought-provoking article which was published by CBS on September 17. And I'd like to read from this article because they ask the question, who is going to bail out Uncle Sam? It says, the federal government may seem like a financial knight on a white steed riding to rescue big companies in trouble. The irony is that Uncle Sam's got enormous money problems of his own. The government is far deeper in debt than any of the companies it's bailing out. Goes on to say, as of this morning, the national debt stands at over $9.634 trillion. That's trillion with a capital T. It says it's nearly $4 trillion more than it was on the day President Bush took office. This year alone, it's costing taxpayers more than $230 billion just to pay the interest on the national debt. The article goes on to say it's getting bigger every day thanks to the relentless rush of the government spending money it has to borrow. The federal deficit for the fiscal year ending September 30 is expected in the range of $400 billion. In fact, the government doesn't have the $85 billion needed to bail out insurance giant AIG. The Treasury Department announced this morning it would auction new debt to raise funds for the Federal Reserve's rescue plan for AIG. But where does a federal government go when it needs a bailout? Taxpayers need only look in the mirror. The Washington Post added on September 17, what we are witnessing may be the greatest destruction of financial wealth that the world has ever seen. The greatest destruction of financial wealth the world has ever seen? Notice this article by Der Spiegel, a German magazine, from September 19, which was titled, "The World as We Know It is Going Under." It says, panic is a word of the hour on Wall Street. Of course, they talk about the Morgan Stanley situation where that giant is looking for a buyer. This article goes on to say that it really does look as if the foundations of U.S. capitalism have shattered. Many are drawing comparisons with the Great Depression. And then they are quoting here Donald Trump saying that he sees those parallels. And also the Wall Street Journal apparently wrote an article titled "Worst crisis since the 30s and no end in sight." So far, the article in Der Spiegel goes on to say, The U.S. presidential candidates have made few helpful remarks about the crisis other than the usual slogans. And frankly, we don't expect much, do we? Because we can understand that they don't have the solutions, as the present government doesn't have the solutions. You think they have the solutions? Notice to this plan, which was just announced today as I am recording this program, and you think and tell me whether that is the solution to our problems. The Washington Post wrote on Friday, September 19, "The Bush administration is urgently preparing a massive intervention to revive the U.S. financial system, including a plan to sweep away the unpaid loans that are choking banks and blocking the flow of money to borrowers. Congressional leaders gave bipartisan support to the administration's efforts." So, in a nutshell, when this plan fails, nobody has each other to blame because they're all in support of it. Now, what is that plan supposed to do? The article in the Washington Post goes on to say, "The plan involves using hundreds of billions of dollars in government funding to buy bad loans with the purpose of wiping them out." USA Today wrote on September 19 that, according to their estimates, all of this is going to cost the taxpayers up to $1 trillion. Now, wait a minute. Don't we already have a debt of $9.6 trillion? So we just add another trillion. Great plan. But, you know, let's wait a minute. Let's see how this plan is supposed to work. Let's assume you are a CEO of a company which is heavily in debt. And then you have friends, and they are also indebted, but their debts are much smaller than yours. So what do? You go out and you buy their debts for the purpose of wiping them out. But you don't have the money. So you go first and borrow the money so that you can buy the bad debts to wipe them out. That is the gigantic plan which we are being introduced to, which is supposed to solve all our financial problems. Let me ask you, my friends, how in the world did we get into this? You see, I'm not going to talk about financial laws which might have been broken, which definitely have been broken. I am going to go right now to the core of the problem. And the core of the problem is the fact that God is totally taken out of the picture. You go to the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. God is addressing ancient Israel in that chapter, but he's also talking to us today. And let me just really quickly read to you a few excerpts from that chapter taken from the Living Bible. He says, "Listen, O heaven and earth, to what the Lord is saying. The children I raised and cared for so long and tenderly have turned against me. Even the animals, the donkey and the ox, know their owner and appreciate his care for them, but not my people. No matter what I do for them, they still don't care. Oh, what a sinful nation they are. They have cut themselves off from my help." He goes on to say, "Oh, my people, haven't you had enough of punishment? Why will you force me to whip you again and again? Must you forever rebel? From head to foot, you are sick." Now again, head's talking about government. Foot is talking about all the people. The entire nation, God calls a sinful nation. Why? Because we are not living in accordance with the law of God. If you want to know how to live, please read our free booklets on lawlessness. Just ask for lawlessness. The entire title is Lawlessness Will Abound, a direct quote from the Bible. Also read our booklet on the fall and rise of Britain and America. Yes, America will fall. And as in the book of Isaiah, we are told in the first chapter, what we are seeing right now, the financial disaster, is just the beginning of sorrows. Because this chapter goes on to give us this dire warning. Your country lies in ruins. Your cities are burnt while you watch. Foreigners are destroying and plundering everything they see. You stand there helpless and abandoned, and we already find that foreign companies are trying in a fire sale to buy some of those financial U.S. institutions because they are in a position to do that. But it's going to get much worse. What the Bible is indicating is that we are going to experience war in our own borders, not just in other countries, in our own borders, if we don't turn as a nation to live in accordance with God's law. God goes on to say, "If the Lord of hosts had not stepped in to save a few of us, we would have been wiped out as Sodom and Gomorrah were." An apt comparison. "Listen, you leaders, you men of Sodom and Gomorrah, as I call you now. Listen to the Lord. Hear what he is telling you." Are our leaders listening? No. But you can listen. You can make the example, the exception. You can follow God's words. You need to find out what God tells you. Because what we are seeing right now, my friends, is the beginning. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to get any better. Those man-made solutions make matters only worse in the long run. Somebody got to pay for it. It's going to be you, the taxpayer. It's going to be important programs which have to be cut. These are not solutions. But the real problem is we have taken God out of the picture, and God is not in it any longer. So please keep listening to our programs. We are going to keep you informed as to what's happening. In the meantime, read our free booklets. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.